iMovie was great. You've outgrown it. Here's the real next step. iMovie taught a generation how to cut. Two upgrade paths in 2026. Final Cut Pro for the craft deep, chat-first editing for the ship fast. An honest map of which is yours. What iMovie taught us. No apologies. iMovie taught a generation how to cut. We owe it that. What iMovie taught us. No apologies. Before iMovie, video editing meant a $5,000 workstation and a guy named Frank who wouldn't return your calls. iMovie was the room a million creators learned in. It was where you figured out that a cut is a feeling, not a button. Where you discovered the first 3 seconds of a clip are almost always trash. Where you first felt the rush of dragging a transition onto a timeline and watching a story start to breathe. What iMovie taught us, no apologies. If you're reading this, there's a real chance iMovie is why you're a creator at all. Drag and drop, free, already installed in the school library. That's a generation's on-ramp. Apple still ships it free for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. No watermarks, no hidden paywalls, which is more than almost any other tool in this space can say. Filmora. What iMovie taught us, no apologies. So this post is not a dunk, it's a graduation. What iMovie taught us. You're outgrowing iMovie the same way you outgrew a starter guitar. Not because the guitar was bad, because you got better. The voice in your head started directing harder cuts than your hands could deliver. You started shipping more. That's growth. That's reps. That's the whole point. What iMovie taught us, no apologies. Now pick the next room. There are two real upgrade paths in 2026, and the only people who'll tell you they're the same are the people selling one of them. I'll be honest about both. The five ceilings you hit. Every creator who outgrows iMovie hits the same five ceilings. Not in this order, not all at once, but always all five. The five ceilings you hit. Ceiling one, two video tracks. The five ceilings you hit. iMovie caps video at two simultaneous tracks, Apple Discussions. Enough for picture-in-picture, a green screen overlay, a split-screen joke. Not enough for a talking head with B-roll over it and a lower third over that, and a brand bug in the corner. Stack a fourth thing? The timeline tells you no. The five ceilings you hit. Ceiling two, basic transitions, no keyframe motion. The five ceilings you hit. The transition palette is the dictionary, not the thesaurus. Cross-dissolve, fade, wipe, slide. Clean. The same ones your audience has seen 10,000 times since Saved by the Bell. The five ceilings you hit. What iMovie cannot do is keyframe animation or curved speed controls, splice. When the voice in your head says ramp this skate clip from 100 to 30 over 2 seconds, then snap at the trick, iMovie cannot hear that voice. That math lives in Final Cut Pro, in After Effects, or in a chat panel that already understands curves. The five ceilings you hit. Ceiling three, audio gets flat fast. The five ceilings you hit. iMovie's mixer is built for a single host, a single song, a sound effect or two. No true multi-track mixer, no bus routing, no per-clip EQ that lives up to Final Cut Pro standard. When you export a project with stacked audio, every layer collapses into a single stereo track on the way out. No surround, no separate stems. Apple Discussions. For a podcast clip with a host, a guest, a music bed, an SFX layer, and a duck the music when anyone talks rule, iMovie asks you to fight it. The five ceilings you hit. Ceiling four, batch is not a thing. The five ceilings you hit. iMovie was designed for one project at a time. One vacation, one wedding, one school recital.
That model breaks for the modern creator who comes home from a wedding with 60 clips, from a podcast with three cameras plus a separate audio track, from a daily reel grind with 7 shoots a week. There is no ingest the whole shoot, describe every frame, transcribe every word, and tell me what's in it button. That button doesn't exist because iMovie isn't that kind of tool. The five ceilings you hit. Ceiling five, flat sharing, and the next NLE charges you for it. The five ceilings you hit. iMovie's share menu renders to MP4, MOV, or HEVC, and uploads somewhere. What it doesn't do is hand a client a scrubbable preview link with comments, or hand the next tool a rich project file with your decisions intact. The XML bridge to Final Cut Pro exists, Apple support. But it carries basic cuts and some transitions. Multi-track tricks and auditions don't survive the trip, Alex 4D. The five ceilings you hit. That wall has a price on it. $99 a month, Mac rumors. Premiere Pro is more. CapCut subscription is more. Every door past iMovie costs money, time, or both. The five ceilings you hit. The five ceilings aren't iMovie's fault. They are the shape of what iMovie is. You hit them because you grew. Now you choose a room with a higher roof. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. Some of you reading this should take Path A, and we don't want to talk you out of it. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. Final Cut Pro is the natural upgrade from iMovie for one specific creator, the one who loves the craft at editing and wants more knobs on the console. The interface inherits iMovie's drag-and-drop DNA. The magnetic timeline is a sophisticated version of the thing you already use. The track count opens up. The mixer becomes a real mixer. The color tools become real color tools. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. Apple keeps the on-ramp generous. A 90-day free trial, Miracamp, and an iMovie to Final Cut transfer initiated from inside iMovie itself, Apple support. They built that bridge on purpose. They know who graduates. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. Final Cut Pro is the right answer if... Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. You want to sit at a timeline and edit with your hands, frame by frame, beat by beat, and that motion is the part of editing you love. You're shipping documentary, narrative, music video, or commercial work where the cut deserves 9 hours. $99 price is a fair trade for a tool you'll use for a decade. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. This is a real group, not a small one. If that's you, take Path A. Final Cut Pro has earned the place it holds in the world. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. What Path A is not, a fix for the wrist marathon problem. You're still the one doing the cuts. The console is bigger and finer grained, but you are still the one doing the work. And at the volume modern creators ship in 2026, that work eats your nights. Path A, Final Cut Pro, the Craft Deep upgrade. If I love editing for 9 hours, I just want better tools is your truth, Path A is yours. Take it with pride. If it isn't, keep reading. Path B, the chat first upgrade. The other upgrade path is the one nobody told you about while you were learning iMovie, because it didn't exist yet. Path B, the chat first upgrade. You skip the next console entirely. You direct the cut in plain English, and the AI does the wrist work. Your job becomes the part you actually wanted to do all along, the creative part. The where does this scene want to land, what should be cut and what should be held part. The directing voice in your head finally has a hand on the timeline. Path B, the chat first upgrade. This is what we built Five Chopper to be.
Path B, the chat first upgrade. It looks like a chat panel. It isn't. It's a director's intercom that knows your footage. You typed or you spoke what the cut should be, in the same language you'd use to brief a junior editor. Trim the first 5 seconds of clip 3. Cut between the laugh and the reaction. Drop the music when the founder is talking. Add a lower third on the second host. Polish the whole timeline for dead air. The AI read your project, found the moments, made the cut. We wrote about that conversation in Tell It What You Want, Watch It Cut. Path B, the chat first upgrade. Underneath the chat panel, the five ceilings iMovie hit are simply gone. Not because we got cleverer with menus, because the model knows the footage. Path B, the chat first upgrade. Track count, as many as the edit needs. The AI doesn't ask which track to put the lower third on, it puts it where it belongs. Transitions and motion, cinematic ramps, cross dissolves, dip to black, dip to white, wipes, and the speed math is a sentence, not a curve panel. Ramp from 100 to 30 over 2 seconds. Done. Audio. Every clip's transcript was indexed the second the audio uploaded. The mixer knows who's talking. The polish step ducks the music for you. Batch. Drop the entire shoot into the upload queue. Walk away. Come back to a project where every frame has a description and every word has a timestamp. Sharing. Hand a client a scrubbable preview link without exporting. Path B. The chat first upgrade. The voice in your head was the editor all along. The chat is just the place that voice finally gets to talk. When each path is right, the honest table. Two paths, two real creators. No one is better answer. When each path is right, the honest table. Take Path A, Final Cut Pro, if. When each path is right, the honest table. The act of editing, the physical, frame-by-frame craft of it, is something you enjoy and want to get better at. You're shipping fewer, bigger projects. A documentary, a music video, a commercial, a narrative short. The deliverable is a polished cut, and the cut is the whole product. You'll use color grading, advanced audio mixing, and motion graphics tools you'll spend years learning. When each path is right, the honest table. Take Path B, chat first slash vibe chopper, if. When each path is right, the honest table. You ship a lot, daily reels, weekly YouTube, 3 podcasts a week, 10 client cuts a month. The act of cutting itself is the bottleneck, not the joy. You shoot on a phone or a small camera, and the footage is already on your phone. The deliverable is a video that goes up tonight, and your taste, not your wrist, is the limit. You'd rather review 4 AI drafts than drag a razor tool 400 times. When each path is right, the honest table. A lot of you will recognize yourselves in both lists. That's fine. A lot of creators use both. A craft deep editor opens Vibe Chopper to ingest a wedding shoot and batch and draft the first cut, then opens Final Cut to finish the hero piece. A daily reel creator opens Vibe Chopper to ship Tuesday's post and never touches Final Cut at all. When each path is right, the honest table. What you should not do is take iMovie's natural graduation suggestion as the only path. Final Cut Pro is one upgrade, Chat First is another. Pick the room that matches the work you're actually shipping in 2026. For the fuller map of the whole tool landscape, see Adobe Premiere Pro versus the rest in 2026, and DaVinci Resolve is not hard, but it's wrong for most creators in 2026. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. You decided. Whichever path you picked, here's how the footage moves over. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects.
If you're going to Final Cut Pro, migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Apple did the work for you. Inside iMovie on Mac, open the project, choose File, Send Movie to Final Cut Pro. The project file and the media land in your Final Cut library together, Apple support. Basic cuts, titles, and most transitions survive. The fiddly stuff, auditions, multicam, the wider color work, those you'll learn fresh on the Final Cut side, because iMovie didn't have them to send. The XML bridge exists too, but use the direct transfer path when you can. Ripple training. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. If you're going to Chat First, migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Even simpler. Your footage was probably already on your phone or in a folder on your Mac. You didn't need to export from iMovie at all. You needed to get the raw shoot into the new room. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Drop the whole folder of source clips into batch upload. The chopper ingested every clip, described every frame every half second, transcribed every word with speaker labels, and built a project where every moment was searchable by what was in it. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Then you talk to it. Cut the wedding into a 4-minute reel. Open on the bride's mom crying, close on the first dance. Keep the speeches under 30 seconds each. 20 minutes later, you reviewed a draft. You said swap the toast clip for the longer one, and it did. You shipped before the couple's flight home landed. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. You did not edit at 2 a.m. That was the whole point. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. If you want both, migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Keep iMovie open for the home stuff, the vacation clip, the school recital, the thing that doesn't need a real editor. That's a healthy use of iMovie. It was never trying to be your professional tool. It was the room you learned in, and it'll still be the room your kid learns in. Migration, what to do with your iMovie projects. Outgrowing a tool is not the same as discarding it. The starter guitar earned its place on the wall. Sets and reps for the next room. You learned cuts in iMovie. You learned that the first 3 seconds are trash and the last beat is the keeper. You learned that a transition is a feeling, that audio is half the cut, that a story is not a list of timestamps. Sets and reps for the next room. You take all of that with you. The taste is yours. The room was the room. Sets and reps for the next room. Now pick the room with the higher roof. Final Cut Pro if your hands are part of the joy. Vibe Chopper if your taste is the part you want to put more reps into. Both rooms have the door open. Both rooms know where you came from. Neither room is going to make you start over. Sets and reps for the next room. Thank you, iMovie. We owe you the generation we became. Sets and reps for the next room. See you on the timeline. Sets and reps for the next room. Garless.